6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator and host. You can find me at Shan B. Potted on all social media. You can find me at shanbpotted.com and all of my other shows. What's up? What's up? All right. So, I think this one is going to help a lot of people. It might be the truth that you don't want to hear. Maybe what you have is fixable. Maybe what you have is not fixable and nobody told you it's not fixable and I'm going to help you save your time. Either way, it's a win-win. So you know where you need to be. So you know what you need to do. I want to talk about losing respect for people, right? We all have this experience by now, if you're like 30 plus. There is no up from it, in my opinion, for my personality, because it's hard for a person to gain my respect back after they were the reason why I lost it. When you lose respect for someone, you check out mentally, you check out emotionally, you check out sometimes physically. There's really nothing to give. There is no need for discussion because probably the reason why you lost respect for them is because you already discussed it and they dismissed it. There's no emotion left to give. So you're not mad. You're not throwing things. You're not slamming doors. You're not arguing. It's just like it shrugs at that point. And the odds of fixing losing respect for somebody is super low. I'm not saying it's impossible because some people it's possible for you to regain that. For me, after I lost respect, it's damn near impossible. You just downgraded yourself, okay? The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to rebuild that with someone, right? People are affected by words. So when people say, oh, it's just words, it really doesn't mean anything, it means a lot because that will replay in somebody's mind over and over again. You can build people up and tear people down with your words. So we have to be honest with ourselves that some people will forever be guarded by your words and what you said and how you treated them at one point in your life. And I believe that trust unlocks softness in people. I know trusting somebody unlocks softness in me. So if I brush you off or I'm brash or I'm hard, it's because I don't trust you. And I probably don't trust you based upon how you treated me in the past or how I saw you treat other people. And a lot of people are just like that. So when people online have conversations about, oh, why don't you do this? All these people are hard, or they're not loving, they're not caring. There's a reason why that person is not caring to you. And the deeper reason is, what did you do to make this person feel like they can't trust you, they can't be soft with you? And nobody really wants to have that conversation, because then people start pointing fingers. Okay? I think respect allows kindness, forgiveness, intimacy, empathy, love, and admiration. So if I can't respect you, those things cannot follow. And if you think those things are possible without the respect, you are getting the illusion of what those things are. You're getting the illusion of me loving you. You're getting the illusion of me having empathy for you. You're getting the illusion of kindness. And sometimes we might be in love with who we thought somebody was versus who they are. And that's what keeps people in relationships for years. So when people say, oh, what about your grandparents? Or what about them being together for 30? Do you think all those 30 years was great? Do you think those 20 years that they were together was just cakes and treats and candy? It wasn't. But some people, they'd rather stay with the bullshit they know than go find some new shit to learn. And crossing boundaries with people when you know it's disrespectful and thinking they should just get over it, to me, is egregious. To me, is full of audacity. And I don't want people to assume that they won't show you the results of what you did. You don't get to say, after you did something to somebody, how long they can be mad, how they can react, or... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. How they can be petty later. You don't get to put a gauge on that. You don't get to put a limit on that. Don't get to have a conversation with them about this is what you should have did. I thought we were better than that. I thought we were so good that this wouldn't even be a thing. But clearly we're not. And so you don't get to say where people need to be lenient. So when you do things, do it in the mindset of, do I want this person to respect me after I do this? Do I want this person to honor me after I do this? Do I want better for the relationship I have with this person before I make this choice for myself? Or do I want it to be more challenging? Do I want to test if this person wants to be here after I make this selfish decision that I'm about to make? Because I believe people lie about who they are because the real them is corny and needs work and they don't want to do the work. A lot of people don't want to do the work required for them to be better, so they give you this facade of who you think they are. And to me, respect is given to people who value honesty and who give other people honesty, who have boundaries and know how to respect other people's boundaries. Because you have to give people space to be human. You can't come into somebody's life and be like, okay, these are the rules. This is what you can do. And when I'm not around, you better not do them. Let people be who they are, regardless of you being around or not. And if they respect you enough, and if they love you enough, and if they value the way you are in their life enough, they'll respect it. If they don't, you don't see that they don't respect it. Save yourself the time. Save yourself the time. A lot of people are so controlling and on top of another person that they don't even give them the space to be who they really are. Because they know if they gave them the space to be who they really are, this whole idea of who they want them to be will have to die. So respecting yourself is about giving people space to be their true selves. Respecting yourself is always going to be attractive. If you want to respect a person, show up in it. Do what's respectful without being told to. When people lose respect for who they work for, you know what that looks like. They're okay with slacking. They're okay with being late. They're okay with calling out last minute. They do a half-assed job at work, so it's kind of like they're not even there. Or if they're there, they're making things harder. Being direct about the issue always saves you the time and the bullshit. And that's how it works with friendships. That's how it works with romantic ships. That's how it works in the workplace. Okay? There has to be a limit for people. And you cannot kill someone with kindness who is disrespectful to you. You'll just prolong the disrespect. So if you're somebody who believes losing respect for someone is not the last call, great. You're better than me. But I'm the type of person where
She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again, that returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed. Or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better.
If Your change is not showing in your actions and your behavior and your habits. I'm out of there. Because clearly there's a place or there's a person you want to be that I don't want any part of. And there's a person that I need in my life that you cannot be. And that's what it boils down to a lot of times. So if you have someone great in your life and you want them to stay around, if you work for a great company and you want to stay there and you want that position and you want to grow, be respectful. Be respectful of the people above you. Be respectful of the people below you. Be respectful of the people beside you. And stop making your selfish decisions everybody else's problem. Because in reality, yes, there's always an option to cheat. In reality, there's always an option to take more than you were supposed to take. In reality, there's always an option to lie when you don't have to. But what separates the people who do that and the people who don't is the people who have respect for themselves and integrity. Get you some. My name is Shan. This is Shan B. Podden. Okay? Find me where you find me. Find me at shanbpodden.com. I'm not going to sit on here and tell you no lies. But I am always going to sit on the mic and give you something to think about. Do good. Be good. Do what you can. Do what you know. Learn what you don't.